1500 till south of runway 27. Cessna final, you're doing a great job. Put her down, pink dot, runway 18 right, clear land.
Welcome into another AirVenture AudioCast from AvWeb for this Saturday, July 28th, 2007. Brought to you by Oregon Aero and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Teledyne Continental invested heavily in FADEC technology nearly a decade ago, but it has few takers for electronically controlled engines among GA manufacturers. But Diamond says it will use TCM's IOF-550N in the new Diamond DA-50 Superstar. Diamond's Peter Maurer explains why the company opted for this intriguing new engine.
Peter, we've just looked at the DA-50, which is outside the window here, and I'd like to ask you a bit about the power plant choice. This is going to have at least tentative for one version of it, the IOF-550N from Continental. Tell us about the selection process for that. Why did you decide to go with that? You're really the first OEM to select that engine for a major project.
Yes. This aircraft, the DA-50, is actually a very large aircraft. It shows the same lineage as the DA-40, and in the pictures you don't have a sense of scale, but it's a very big aircraft. It's a five-seat aircraft, and it's definitely a high-performance aircraft. And so we're looking for a high-performance power plant. We see the aircraft as having a good market in North America. It's a good step-up aircraft for people flying current high-performance singles, be they from Cirrus, Columbia, or other manufacturers. And what we wanted is we wanted to still have an element of modern technology. We have quite some experience with FADEC in our turbo diesel engines in Europe in the DA-40 TDI and also in the DA-42, which we're selling in North America, of course, as well. And it's consistent with the philosophy of having single lever thrust control in the D-Jet. And so we very much liked the idea of having an engine that also had simplified power plant controls.
Now, this is not single lever, it's two lever?
This is single lever.
It will be single, so it'll have an electronic prop control.
It's not an electronic prop control, it's a mechanical mixer under the cowling, and that's the way the engine is being configured by TCM, so that you have a single lever throttle that drives a mechanical mixer that's part of the engine installation, and that continues also on that cable to control the governor. And so it's a hydraulically controlled.
And that's a design unique for this airplane because nothing else has it at the moment, I don't think.
Well, right now,
Cirrus has a version of it, but it still has a... No, it doesn't have a prop control.
No, Cirrus has a mechanical mixer in the lever itself in the cockpit, and they also control the hydraulic governor essentially indirectly through the throttle control. And so this is virtually similar to that. And this engine currently is undergoing its own type certification, this particular version of the engine. But one of the things that we definitely wanted, we wanted a factory turbo installation for good support from the factory, for not having warranty issues down the road. And so when we looked at different engine possibilities, we excluded, in our case, having a base engine with a STC turbo installation and so forth. We really wanted a factory installation. We think that's in the interest of the customers. And certainly there was nothing available that was FADEC controlled that would be compatible with a turbo installation. Making it a high-performance aircraft, this engine has the potential for 350 horsepower. It may be that for production versions we slightly derate that, would still give you the same altitude performance, of course, ultimately. And it's an aircraft that's designed to fly up to 25,000 feet, so with a turbocharged engine, obviously, it's going to be a very nice performing aircraft.
With that kind of power plant, that kind of horsepower, is this really a North American airplane?
I think it's an international airplane. I mean, the North American market is certainly more a avgas market. Avgas is still, as expensive as it seems to us here in North America, it's still relatively cheap compared to the rest of the world. At the same time, some other manufacturers have been successful also selling high-performance singles internationally, and there will always be a market for it. But certainly, I would say the focus with this particular power plant is going to be the North American market.
More of our conversation with Peter Maurer in just a moment. Today's coverage from Oshkosh is presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilot's 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Oregon Aero now offers the complete solution to painful, noisy aviation headsets with new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero headset upgrade kits eliminate pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep the head and ears cool and dry. Visit OregonAero.com to select a headset upgrade kit today.
Now, other manufacturers have looked at this. Mooney's looked at the IOF series, so is Cirrus, so is Columbia. They shied away from it, but you're obviously embracing it. Why do you think it's ready for prime time, so to speak?
Well, we've been working with Continental for a long time, and I don't think it's a well-known fact that one of the very first FADEC installations was actually in our two-seat DA-20. We have one aircraft that's been operating on an experimental basis probably for the last 7-8 years with progressive modifications to the FADEC system.
That's an IO-240?
That's an IOF-240.
IOF-240.
And in fact, there's an STC to install that engine in the DA-20. So we've had quite some experience with that, and we've been watching TCM progress with that system. And some of the other OEMs that have worked with the engine and that we're familiar with that have worked with the engine in the past did so at a very early stage. And we think at this point that the engine and the engine control system is very mature, and we're comfortable with what we have seen, what we've discussed with TCM, and the current performance of the FADEC. Certainly there are other applications of it. The Liberty 2 XL is running with the FADEC system, and we've done a little bit of research there, and it seems to be operating very well in the field. So we think the time is right to bring this technology
and
to market.
The production version of that engine will be ready in a year and a half or so?
It will have to be, otherwise we won't be able to certify the airplane. So obviously we're working together with TCM on a schedule such that we can get the engine, that they can get the engine certified and validated by the European authorities, which is a precursor to us getting the aircraft type certified in Europe and then validated for U.S.
Now the airplane has flown with what version of the engine?
The airplane has been flying with the with that engine, with a TCM IOF 550.
But not the variant that will be certified?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, it has, okay.
The current production test flight aircraft is flying with the production configuration engine. That means it's a twin-turbo, intercooled, FADEC-controlled engine, and it's been performing flawlessly for us.
What kind of performance are you seeing?
Well, at this point, it's early in the program, and we haven't been releasing performance data at this point. When we continue with our test program, we'll progressively release more information, but it's definitely a, let's just call it a 200-plus knot aircraft, solid 200-knot-plus aircraft.
What about the possibility of a diesel in this airplane?
We have discussed that as well. At the launch in April in Europe, we talked about alternate power plants that we're looking at for this aircraft. Most recently, a DA-40 was flown in Austria with a Austro Engines four-cylinder, 170-horsepower power plant. And that is a configuration that we would like to also see in this aircraft in a reduced gross weight version. So same airframe, same roomy cockpit, probably a four-seat configuration or just a bench in the back, and a reduced gross weight of about 1,440 kilos.
And that is a diesel engine?
That is a turbo diesel engine.
I see. And tell me about the company that manufactures that.
We haven't released much information at this point. It's a company called Austro Engines. It's based in Wiener Neustadt, adjacent to Diamond Aircraft. Obviously, there's a close affiliation there.
Is that a Diamond company or is it an independent company?
It's an independent company. There's obviously some close cooperation between the two companies. Austro Engines is working together with MB Tech. MB Tech is a Mercedes-Benz company doing engineering development work. and they are basically bringing Mercedes technology, Mercedes-Benz technology, into this program.
I see.
We'll be releasing more information on that engine in the future.
Diamond's Peter Maurer. Today's coverage from On Location at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, was brought to you by Oregon Aero and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. For AvWeb Audio, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.